Breaker One Nighter on the interwebs. Get your ears on for the Fitness Skills Podcast from GMB, where we teach you how to get strong by practicing skills you actually want to learn and have fun in the process. My name is Andy Fawcett. I'm not only the founder of the GMB Posse, but also a client. And here with me is the hero of the GMB Epic Saga, Ryan Hurst, our program director and head coach. How's it going, Ryan?
What is up? What is up?
Just for everybody listening, I want to briefly explain why Ryan is giddy, and that is because we have our first ever guest on today's podcast.
Tony Two Scoops! So pumped for this, this podcast.
Yeah, so we made it 13 episodes without having any guests on the show, and so we've decided it's time to change that, and we're breaking our interview fast, so to speak, popping the interview cherry with our good friend Tony Two Scoops. And so, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. First off, I think you have something to say, though.
Oh, that's right. All right, so before we get into the glory of our interview with Tony, I just want to – it's time for a little heart-to-heart, okay? Because, well, it seems like not everybody is in love with the GMB podcast. And I know that's going to be really hard for some of you guys to believe, but we actually got a negative review the other day on iTunes, and I just want to read it for you guys. It's by Bob Drop to Shack. I'm hoping that's not a real name. And it says, hate the constant rate us with 5-star pleads. Let the podcast speak for itself instead of telling people to rate it as 5 stars. Well, hey, Bob, you know, it's not constant. It takes me like 10 seconds to ask, and it took you 5 minutes to write a pissy review. I mean, if you don't like it, go do something worthwhile with your life. We're not twisting your arm, but we're sure as hell going to ask for what we want, okay? So, yes, we ask for reviews because reviews help people find us. Everyone who enjoys the podcast, thanks for being here. We make this for you. If you ever have questions or suggestions, send them to us, and a real human will get in touch with you because that's how we do things at GMB. We give a damn. And if you don't like it, hey, you don't have to be here. Cool? All right. Now let's do this damn interview.
Hell yeah! Let's hit it. Got a special guest today, Tony from twoscoopsgethuge.com. Big fan of what he's doing over there. If you haven't seen his homepage, get over there and check it out. Some good shit. So, Tony, thanks for being with us today. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. I just took a bunch of pre-workout. Got a good pump going. I'm ready to go.
All right, man. Hey, tell you what. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Two Scoops Get Huge is all about?
All right. Two Scoops Get Huge is about getting big. Not fat big. Huge big. Huger than the average human, okay? Two Scoops is about being better. It's about going above and beyond. It's about being all you can be. On a literal level, it's about ignoring the recommended serving size. Small people listen to nutrition labels. Two scoopers take that second scoop and they'll explode. They bust out a second max set, and they wash it down with two scoops of NitroTech Hardcore. We eat 2 times our weight in protein. We eat 2 dinners. We eat 2 times the number of animals. We own 2 copies of Pumping Iron. We listen to our music too loud. We stay up past 2 so we can bring home 2 girls, 1 cup. Two Scoops Get Huge is about learning how to spell Schwarzenegger from memory. Any asshole can follow his or her New Year's resolution to the local Planet Fitness, hop on the treadmill for 20 minutes, do a few sets of bench press, drink a bottle of Muscle Milk they bought at Walgreens, and they think they're doing the body good. At Two Scoops, we don't want to be that asshole. We want to rise above. We want to be bigger and better than your average Joe. We only got one body. Why not witness its potential? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that, man. I was going to ask you why people are so small and weak and what they should do about it, but basically you just covered it all right there. You aren't fucking around. I love it, man. That's great.
I'm not fucking around. People are small and weak, and what they should do, they should fix it. You think I'm suggesting that being small is a condition that needs to be fixed, then you are correct. Luckily, there's a cure for weakness. 2 scoops of protein, creatine, and some heavy-ass weights.
Sweet. So all about lifting hard, but I got to ask you, man, what's your take on cardio? Come on now.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary, right? Or Andy.
Yeah, I personally am not a fan of anything called cardio, especially if it involves running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not good for you, man. Cardio makes your muscles go catabolic, bro. That's science.
It's like instant catabolism, right? Instant catabolism.
Catabolism. I'm no scientologist, but it sounds bad for you. You know, unless you want to leave your mask on the treadmill, don't get on one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so that means lifting hard on your legs then, right? So we're not doing cardio, so we got to hit those legs, right? Heavy squats all the way, right?
Heavy squats, man. You want to get real? I mean, I was once top heavy myself. I'm not going to lie. Back when I was a young, naive teenager, I only lifted beach muscles like a shithead. And it totally limited my gains. You never felt like a real man until you PR'd on deadlift. Plus, if you don't lift legs, you know, maybe you can fill out that T-shirt, Johnny Bravo, but you're not going to be able to seal the deal because chicks are going to laugh at you when you're in the bedroom once you strip down to your skivvies. When you get naked, wouldn't you rather have legs that appear like teardrops that come down, like, looks at you, she's like, this guy can hump. Or you want to have, like, a shapeless mass that just kind of falls down into your socks. You know, go do squats. You'll thank me later.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when there's a lot of women out there who can squat more than most guys can, so...
It's embarrassing to watch that happen. You don't want to see it.
So with all this deadlifting and squatting, though, I mean, honestly, though, where can you buy jeans?
I make my own.
Nice. See, that's a part of you, Tony, that you just don't talk about on the blog. See, there you go. That's something you can also start offering, your jean creation services. There you go. Get rich on that.
I'm thinking about it. Like, I got to, like, expand my supplement label. I got to have some custom clothes for us bigger guys. But unfortunately, it's like, when it comes down to it, it's business or lifting, and I just hit the gym. And then by the time I'm done taking all my supplements, it's bedtime. You got to rest up. Maximize your gains.
Hear you there, man. Hear you there. All right, let's go. Quick question for you. Who'd you rather meet, Arnold or The Rock?
Oof.
Yeah, I know, it's a tough one. That's what we do.
It depends, like Arnold now or 70s Arnold.
Let's go 70s Arnold. Let's go 70s Arnold.
All right, then I think 70s Arnold is, that's where you want to be. He's the hero. He's the legend. He's the king. He's, you know, I get emotional when I start talking about him. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem. Let's just go on to the next question, because I don't want you crying on here. Don't want you crying on here.
I've never cried before. You take that back.
So recently, you had a blog post up there. You're talking about getting shredded for the, was that? The Ultra Music Fest. So how you doing that? Let us know how you're getting shredded, man. Come on, because everybody wants to get shredded.
Do you guys know what Ultra Music Festival is? Music festivals. It's house music. You're out in the sun. You're in Miami. It's there's nothing better than just walking out there, fucking ripped to shreds. Everyone's checking out. I'm gonna get so fucking shredded. You guys have no idea. I'm gonna get like insane, ultra shredded, fucking cheddar cheese shredded, Mexican four cheese blend shredded, Stallone and Rambo 2 shredded, Shredder from Ninja Turtles. Shredded. I'm going to get so tight you can see abstractions. I'm not going to drink water for days, guys. I'm going to have toxic levels of dehydration. It's going to look like someone spray painted my skin onto my pectorals. Even my dick is going to look tight. The skin's going to have that boner stretch look, but even when it's flaccid. If you guys have ever heard of a negative body fat percentage, that's because I haven't invented it. Until Ultra. And you know how I'm going to do it? I bought a donut when you guys asked me that question. Then I threw it out. My diet's going to consist entirely of cardio, egg whites, and diet pills. I'm going to hurt myself, you guys.
I think you need to add a little Coke in there too, man, because that'll get you there. You know, a little cocaine in the mix, and you're good to go. So, you know, but hey, that's just me. So, you know.
I mean, I honestly, guys, I joke about it, but I tried snorting Coke once, and the ice cubes get getting stuck in my nose. So, I cut shit out.
It's really a case of suffering for your art. I mean, I think, Tony, you're pushing the boundaries so the rest of us don't have to.
Yeah, I do it for science, guys. I do it for you. I mean, it's for the people.
We appreciate it. We do. Make no mistake.
All right, man.
fitness chicks, too sexy or too many steroids?
It's a fine line. I mean, I kind of felt my spandex move a little bit when I thought about a girl who knows around the weight room, but you can't overdo it. I think if you get too muscular, like a boob vascularity is where I draw the line.
I see. Yeah, yeah. So basically, we're talking about, you know, yeah, I hear you there, man. And so you're all...
You know what got popping out of the top.
But you're all into the chicks just at Planet Fitness, though, right? That's where it's happening, right?
You guys trying to start a fight with me?
No, come on, man. We all know the Planet Fitness is the real deal, right? Come on now.
Planet Fitness is the shit stain on the soul of the bodybuilding world.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I was there yesterday, and I went to the squat rack and did my curls.
Your curls? Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it.
It seemed pretty legit to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think...
I like you guys. I'm going to leave this one alone. Planet Fitness preys on weak people, and you're nothing less than a fool if you give them so much as a dollar of your hard-earned money.
Oh, that's what I was waiting for there.
I work in the internet business myself, and I know how hard it is to make a dollar. So,
yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's talk about something, you know, that's very important that we do need to focus on, and that is our lifting attire. So when we hit the gym, a proper gym, we're not talking Planet Fitness, we hit a proper gym, what do we want to be wearing? What do we want to be wearing? Come on now. What's the proper deadlifting attire for the gym?
You don't, when it comes to lifting, especially something as like primal as deadlifting, you don't want to hinder yourself with excess cloth. Maybe you want some high socks. I'm thinking some high socks to support your calf muscles. You can want some compression shorts to keep everything in case you shit yourself or something. And up top, you're going to want straps, tiny straps. You don't want to be able to see. You want to see everything, the shoulders, the traps. You want straps so small that they need to spot it. You know, you got to keep it minimal up there. For yourself and for everyone around you, because they want to take a peek too, you know?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
With confidence, without clothes.
Nice.
Take your shirt off and you've done nothing. I don't give a shit. Go for it.
All right, man. Let's, you know, talking about this stuff, and I'm sure everybody wants to know out there, it's kind of like a typical day in the life of Tony. Just lay it down for us, you know?
Typical day in the life of Tony Two Scoops. All right, wake up, protein shake. I keep my blender by my bed.
Nice.
Keep it all in there. I feel like milk doesn't go bad overnight, so hopefully it's there. Flip the switch, chug it. I don't even sit up in bed. I just pour it on my face. Then I'll read my blog for an hour or two. Then I work on my pump before I go to work, put on a shirt that's a size too small so the ladies at the office can see how swole I am. I spend most of the workday browsing bodybuilding forums, listening to GMB, watching motivational videos, eat chicken and rice out of Tupperware, and then you got to get prepped for the gym. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
You have your day job, but it's all about training. So around like 3:30, I'll take enough pre-workout to give a member of the female species cardiac arrest, and then I wait for it to kick in. And then once you start kind of like throwing laptops around the office, that's when I'll kind of duck out early and train. And train for about two and a half hours. And then it's protein shakes and more chicken until bed.
Nice.
It's pretty simple.
How many chicken breasts do you go through in an average day?
I don't measure them by chicken breast. I measure it by the pound. I want to say 5 to 6 pounds of meat, not necessarily chicken. It's usually the easiest. But I just try to eat at least an animal a day.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm making a note of that right now. Animal per day. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, man, that sounds like a good day to me, though. You know, if you're going to roll, that's why you got to roll. So...
So, hey, yeah, you know, while we're at it, you know, we got, what is the movie? Pretty good movie, I'm assuming, coming out here pretty quick. When is that? March? No Pain, No Gain. You excited to see that? That actually looks pretty damn good. Pretty excited to see that. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know if your listeners know about this movie yet, and if they don't, tell them about it.
Send them to my blog.
Send them to your blog. This movie's got The Rock, Marky Mark in it, and it is going to be the greatest cinematic adventure you have ever been on.
Rock,
I can't wait.
The Rock is already, The Rock is huge, but he got huge, enormous for this movie. Just crazy enormous for it. So, pretty good stuff. All right, man, let's finish up. Got any last tidbits of advice for our listeners out there?
Any last tidbits of advice? Yes. Be consistent. I'm going to be real. You got to get in the gym every day. If you're just starting out, every day, go to the gym. Even if you don't want to, just send yourself there. And once you get in the habit, you can't shake it. And read my blog and listen to GMB.
Sounds great, man. That's awesome. Hey, Tony, thanks for doing this, man. I had a great time. A lot of great advice out there for all of our listeners. Be sure, everybody, we'll give the links on our blog later so you can check that out. Thanks a lot, Tony.
No problem. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. All right. So thanks again, Tony. That was amazing. I haven't felt this way since grade school.
I'm trying to refrain from saying anything, but I don't really want to ask what you're feeling, but hey, yeah, Tony, thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Wow. I'm all ready to go and drink like a gallon of protein right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. I have to go purchase protein now because I'm feeling surprisingly inadequate. But, you know, here's the thing. So did you enjoy the podcast today? Did you learn something? Did you laugh a bit? Great. That's all we're trying to accomplish. If we succeeded, it'll help us out if you post a review. A high one. One in which the number of five-pointed shapes approaches the limit of five. You know, but if you don't want to, that's fine. It's totally okay. Don't let us coerce you into doing anything you don't believe in, because we support truth, freedom, and individual thinking and action, you know? So do your own thing. If you don't like us asking you to review the podcast, then skip the first 2 minutes and the last 2 minutes every time from now on, and you'll never have to hear it again. Cool?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thanks for listening. We make this show for you. Have a great day.
Yeah, 22 Scoops.